been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the July 23rd live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Carlsbad, California. We have started off really weak in the market, and things have improved here quite a bit since the open. But having said that, we still are negative right now to start a new week. The Dow is down 10 points right now to 25,048. The S&P 500 down a mere point here, right at 2,800 this morning. The NASDAQ, the weakest of all, but it has improved considerably. Since the opening, the NASDAQ is now down 18 points. It was down about 30 not too long ago. The NASDAQ sits at 7,801 to begin a new week. Meanwhile, the small cap index, which hit a new all-time high last week, small caps continue to dominate the large cap world here in 2018. The Russell 2000, however, down today a third of a point to 1691. Crude oil is having a good day. The oil stocks, the oil patch, the energy sector is having a good day. Crude oil is up 85 cents per barrel this morning. Little war of words going on between President Trump and Iran, who is a major oil producer in the world. Crude oil is back above 70. $70.31. Gold is down $6.30 per ounce to $12.24. Silver is down 15 cents to $15.40. And the 10-year, up another couple basis points here this morning, 2.91%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson here in Carlsbad, California. It's going to be sunny and hot in the high 80s here today along the coast, the west coast, the crazy coast of the U.S. I'm ready. I'm strapped into my trading chair. I've got my seatbelt on. I believe we're going to have 160 companies from the S&P 500 report earnings this week. So it should be a hot one here in the market throughout the week. We have very few companies reporting earnings so far, but get ready. Brace yourself. It's coming. I'm ready. I'm neck deep in my in the market already, looking at all the news that has hit so far, any earnings reports that have hit so far. I spent the last hour and a half, 2 hours preparing the show and my trading day. Well, we had a pretty flat week in the market last week. Summer doldrums, maybe? I don't know. We're in the height of vacation season. As I run along the beach in the afternoons, that's quite evident. Most times when I run, there's very few people along the coastline of San Diego, Carlsbad in particular. But this time of year, you can hardly find a parking place at our white sandy beaches. And I'm sure that's impacting the market somewhat, as it is vacation season. Trading has been pretty light, but we're still finding things here and there. We start a new week with a big threat, more trade war. Now President Trump threatening to place tariffs on $500 billion. That's pretty much everything that China exports to us, everything that we buy from China. And yet China has failed to buckle at the knees so far. I got a hunch that maybe this will be a big week. Maybe there will be some breakthroughs. If that happens, I'd be all over some of those fast-growing Chinese companies. But it hasn't happened yet, and there's no guarantee that it will happen. And this thing could carry out for quite a bit longer. We have a big meeting on Wednesday. The EU, European Union trade folks will be here talking baseball, talking trading, talking, you know, what can we do here? We got to get rid of these tariffs you've placed on our aluminum and our steel products. We're hoping for a big breakthrough this week between the U.S. and the European Union. And meanwhile, Mnuchin, the guy without enough vowels in his name, says that he would not minimize the possibility that the U.S. will impose tariffs on all $500 billion worth of goods that the U.S. imports from China, amplifying a previous threat made by President Trump. So Mnuchin also saying it. Of course, he's the guy who signs your dollar bills. He's the Treasury Secretary. Mnuchin also discussed trade tensions with the EU. If Europe believes in free trade, then we're going to sign a free trade agreement, adding that any deal would have to eliminate tariffs along with other barriers and subsidies. What do you think? Do you think other countries should eliminate their tariffs and their trade barriers? Do you believe in free trade, completely free trade, no tariffs, no barriers on either side of the deal? Well, that seems to be what Trump believes in, and that seems to be what he is pushing for, to get rid of all tariffs and all barriers to trade. In the meantime, there's still NAFTA floating out there. In a conciliatory letter to President Trump, new Mexican president-elect Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, otherwise known as AMLO, said he's ready to start a new stage in U.S.-Mexico relations, and he seeks a common path on trade, migration, economic development, and security. Well, that certainly would be a move in the right direction. The communication was made public just days before U.S., Mexico, and Canada restart talks to renegotiate NAFTA in Washington. So, as we look ahead to this week, last week was pretty quiet in the market overall, relatively, but this week, we're going to have breaking news on NAFTA at some point in time, either good or bad. We're going to have breaking news on the EU, either good or bad. And I would think at some point, now that we're threatening every Chinese good with tariffs, I would think there's going to be breaking news there also this week. In addition to that, look at all the companies that are lined up on the runway. You ever looked at a busy airport and you look out at that flight path of planes that are lined up, ready to land at nighttime? Those lights just lined up as far as you can see? Well, that's what the earnings report lineup looks like this week. We will get Facebook this week, probably the big earnings report. Last week it was Netflix. Netflix flopped. One of those FANG stocks. Netflix has not recovered yet. Netflix remains a very, very weak stock, a very weak chart. But having said that, I mean, every time one of these FANG stocks has faltered, they've come roaring back. Will Netflix be the first one that has not, that will not come roaring back? Only time will tell. So very, very active week this week in the trading front between earnings and all of these trade deals that are hanging out there. And let's not forget the warning by Trump this morning to Iran. Never, ever threaten the United States again or you will suffer now this is all in capital letters, consequences the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. No wonder oil prices are up this morning. It follows Rouhani cautioning on Sunday that the war with Iran would be the mother of all wars. Didn't we hear that from Iraq and Saddam Hussein? It will be the mother of all wars. As the Republican, the vaunted Republican Guard was supposed to put up a big fight against our guys. Didn't seem like that, but it was a tough one. Let's not minimize that at all. The Islamic Republic has also warned of halting oil shipments. And no wonder oil prices are up. Through the Strait of Hormuz, a conduit for tankers carrying about 30% of all seaborne traded crude, if the U.S. stopped it from exporting. Well, we've had a few earnings this morning. Nothing really of any consequence. Tonight we'll get Ameritrade. Google. Uh-oh, there's a big one. And let's see, anything else? No, Zions Bank, Whirlpool. The two big ones tonight, Ameritrade and Google. I do own Ameritrade in my Premier Growth portfolio. All right, this is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, Facebook will report earnings this Wednesday, and Goldman Sachs says partner checks. This is companies that are partners of Facebook ahead of the report are tuning up particularly strong. Well, let's see how Facebook is behaving this morning. I do own Facebook in my Premier Growth. It's been breaking out here to new all-time highs recently. Facebook is looking for 25% growth in earnings this year, 20% growth in earnings next year. It's trading at $210.30 this morning. Let's not forget it got cleared down to 149 recently. It's up 33% since the Cambridge Analytica scandal, which broke in the middle of March. And that was a tremendous... So think if you would have bought some options or some leaps on Facebook. I thought about it, and I kicked myself for not doing it. The stock is up 33% since its low that it hit about 3 months ago. So that will definitely be a big one on tap for this week. Well, here's where we stand. We're a little almost 7 months now into the year. We're well past the halfway point now. The S&P 500 for the year is up 4.8%. So we're on track to maybe do 10% this year. We'll see. A lot of time left. We've got a GDP report that I believe will come out this week that could show 4% plus growth. We've got earnings season. I want to preview that here in a moment, tell you how many companies have reported earnings so far, where we stand so far, and what the current estimate is for this current quarter, especially when compared with the same quarter last year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average year to date, up 1.4%. That's it. It's up 1.4%. And obviously the reason that the Dow is lagging so badly this year, it's the trade war. A lot of these companies are multinationals that depend on Europe trade with China, trade with Latin America, Canada, etc. And those stocks have probably... in America, at least, the U.S. have been hit the hardest. However, having said that, all of the U.S. markets are in the green so far this year. The NASDAQ is up 13.3% year-to-date. The S&P 600 small cap index is up 12.8% year-to-date. The S&P 400 mid-cap index is up 4.9% year-to-date. So all of our indexes are now in the green. The best indexes so far have been small-cap U.S. stocks and U.S. technology stocks. And that's where I have my portfolios focused at the current time. Meanwhile, again, the Dow is up only 1.4%. Now, the trade war has definitely held our markets down in 2018, but look what it's done to the markets around the world. They're the ones that are really suffering. They're the ones that are really feeling the pain, which makes me want to believe that something has to give here pretty soon. For instance, China A-share, which was one of the hottest markets in the world for a long time. It was up 32% last year. The China A shares are down 15.8% so far this year, and they're in a bear market. All of these threats against China have put their markets into bear markets. The FXI, which is the equivalent of our Dow, is down 8.2% year to date. It's also in a bear market. The European Union continues to suffer. Their market, as measured by the ETF VGK, down 3.1% this year. Canada down 2.5%. Latin America down 6.4%. Who's the guy who's been telling you to keep all of your investments within the U.S. this year? That's been good advice. Because not one. There's only one foreign market that is currently up, and that's Russia. I'm going to invest in Russia. Russia's up 3.4% RSX because it's very much tied to oil prices. Oil prices are up 17% year to date, which has helped Russia. That's all Putin cares. Remember, when you see those beady eyes of Putin, it's all he sees is the price of light sweet crude, West Texas crude, Brent crude. His economy is all about oil. And the more trouble he can stir up in oil-producing countries, oil-producing regions, the higher oil prices do. The more protesters he can put on the front lines in America trying to stop pipelines, trying to stop fracking. Many of those people, it's been shown, have been paid by the Russians to protest in America to try to shut down oil production to keep oil prices high because Putin's popularity depends upon it. You see how all of this works? You can always trace it back to money. Brazil is down 12% year to date. And again, the emerging markets overall down 6.5%. Now, if you're following along in my newsletter, I give you my take every week on where I would have my 401k invested at the current time, how I would have it invested, where I would have it invested, how I would have it allocated. I think I've done a pretty good job this year of keeping you in all the right places and out of the bad neighborhoods here in 2018. People call me all the time, Bill, can you help me? And they say, it's all I have is a 401k at work. I said, no, unless you can do an in-service rollover, or if you quit the company, or if you retire and take the 401k with you, I can't help you. But my newsletter for $195 a year has that 401k allocation in it every week. No bond exposure, no emerging markets exposure, no international stock exposure this year. I've kept you in the right places in the market because, as the old adage says, not only is it important to put money away into the kitty, it's important to keep the kitty in all the right places and out of all the wrong places. That's just as important, if not more important, than putting that money away. How's the bond market done so far in 2018? Well, the 10-year bond ETF down 3.2% year-to-date. That's been very good advice I've given you, keeping you out of the bond market. The longer-term bond market, 20-year plus, is down 4.8% year-to-date. And lastly, I've told you to avoid Bitcoin like the plague. Bitcoin is down 45% since the beginning of the year. Does it pay to listen to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, to get the Best Stocks Now newsletter every week at GundersonCapital.com? I'll let you be the judge. Here comes the judge. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Or don't forget, too, I've also kept you out of GE. You looked at a chart of GE lately? Holy cow! $12.94? This thing was $31 a share when I visited Sarasota and said, man, I would avoid GE like the plague. Now it's $12.94. And somehow Jeffrey Immelt is walking around as a free man. Man, did he hide a lot of stuff there at General Electric. And that stock just continues to tank. Even Argus, which had a buy rating on this stock up until today. Oh, my gosh. And they're finally throwing in the towel. Well, maybe it's time to buy it now, you know. Well, let's take a look at how earnings season is going here so far. We're entering into a vortex. We are entering into a gusher called earnings season. It has already started. 17% of the companies. What does that work out to? 85 companies in the S&P 500 have reported earnings now so far, and they're reporting in on their second quarter of this year, which ended on June 30th. We're comparing those earnings with the same quarter last year. Have things gotten better? Are things about the same? Have things gotten worse? More on that in a bit. And they're also giving guidance for the third quarter of this year, the fourth quarter of this year, and even into 2019, which will begin in less than 6 months. 17% of the companies in the S&P have now reported. 75% of those companies have beat their earnings estimates, and 85% have beat their sales estimates. That's the number that really pops out to me. Because in the first quarter of this year, the sales that were reported by companies, very impressive. In fact, the biggest sales growth in many years. Well, now, for this quarter, when all is said and done, the projections right now for Q2 2018 is earnings growth of 20.8% versus this same quarter last year. That is a huge number. This would mark the second highest quarter of earnings growth since 2010. Now remember, 2010, think how easy the comparables were back then, because we were comparing 2010 with the worst of it when earnings bottomed in 2009, so the comparisons were very easy. It's just amazing to me that this late in the stage of economic expansion that we're going to have the highest quarter of earnings growth since 2010. Something we're doing is working right. This projected earnings growth has steadily been climbing over the last few months. It will also be, if we do indeed come in at 20.8, it will be the second quarter in a row of 20% or more growth. Then why isn't the market going to be up 20% this year? I think the answer to that is easy. The trade war is keeping a lid on it. And if we can get the trade war stuff behind us, the market will blow the lid off once again. And I think it will head back to its higher multiple in a world where the stock market is the only game in town. Right now, the forward PE of the S&P is at 16.5. We began the year, however, at 18.4. I think we could move back up towards that 18x level if we can get this trade war gunk behind us. Now, while earnings are projected to grow by 20.8% this quarter versus last quarter, same comparable quarter, sales are currently estimated to be 9% higher than last year. That's another just phenomenal number. I've heard that argument for the last 9 years of bull market. 9 years plus. 9 years plus 4 months now. Well, they manufacture the earnings. The earnings are fake. They engineer the earnings. They're using non-GAAP accepted earnings. Well, the market has quadrupled on those fake earnings, right? But sales cannot be manufactured. Sales growth is currently estimated to be 9% higher than this same quarter last year. So in summary, this quarter, we're looking for 20.8% earnings growth and 9% sales growth. Now, here's the reason to fasten your seatbelt this week. During the upcoming week, 174, count them, 174 S&P 500 companies will report earnings. Oh, that's a third of the, by the end of this week, we'll have about half of the companies that have reported earnings. Now, this morning, very slow. Tonight, after the close of the market, we get Google and Ameritrade. But look out, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. The veritable floodgates will be open. Look out downstream. Now, as I said, the current forward P.E. ratio of the market is 16.5 this week. It started the year at 18.4. So the market has gotten cheaper since the beginning of the year. And once again, I would attribute that to the trade war, which is keeping a bit of a lid on the market right now, even though the NASDAQ and the S&P, or the NASDAQ and the small cap index, are both up over 10% year to date. Now, the quarter that we are now in, we're now in the third quarter of 2018. We're 3 weeks into the third quarter. And it's possible that we could have another 20% quarter. In fact, as of now, the estimates for this quarter that we're in and will be reported on 3 months from now, we're looking for another 21.6% gain in earnings quarter over quarter, and 7.5% gain in sales. For the entire year, we're looking for earnings growth of 20.4%. Do you know what that looks like on a bar chart? Or bar chart, as they say in Maine. Look at this. Since 2009, earnings have been growing and the stock market has been following right along. But the most eye-popping fact of all is they pop the spike in earnings this year. They're supposed to be slowing down. They're supposed to be decelerating, not accelerating. We're looking for a spike in earnings of 20% this year versus last year. And continuing on with another 10% spike in earnings next year. Now, I take it a day at a time. I take it a week at a time. I take it a sector at a time. I take it one earnings report at a time. But that's where we are right now in the market. Now, as we take a look around the world, as we take a look at the typical asset allocation model, which I am not a believer in. If we look at modern portfolio theory and we look at the various asset classes that we have to choose from, international stocks, emerging stocks, fixed income or debt, precious metals, cash, stock market, there's only one asset class that's working. It's stocks, number one. Number two, you can now narrow that down even more. It's nothing's working outside of the U.S., so keep your investments in stocks within the borders of the U.S. And finally, the big multinational large cap diversified companies that do a lot of business overseas, you can eliminate them. That leaves two asset classes, and it's not Bitcoin, and it's not inverse funds. It's U.S. small cap stocks, which are benefiting from the tax cuts and, for the most part, immune from the trade war. And number two, the fastest growing companies in the world, U.S. technology stocks. Those are the two asset classes that are working. You go ahead. You follow your modern portfolio theory. I don't find anything modern about it whatsoever. I'm an active money manager, not a passive money manager, and the results have been pretty good here so far this year. They were good last year. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. If you didn't get last week's newsletter, go to my website, GundersonCapital.com. I gave a good rundown of what took place last week. What were the best things that I saw during my week in neck deep in the market? What were the worst things that I saw last week while I was neck deep in the market? You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. And if you take a look at your portfolio, and if you see soggy stocks, I mentioned several of them in the newsletter last week, stodgy old growth giants of yesteryear. They're not growing anymore. How can you expect capital appreciation if stocks follow earnings and earnings are either flat or declining? How can you expect capital appreciation? That's wishful thinking. That's more than likely not going to happen. Instead of soggy stocks, you want the best stocks now. And they change from time to time, obviously. They go through their own cycles. Each individual company does. And usually what happens is they accelerate. Their earnings are accelerating. Eventually, they start to max out. I'm thinking of maybe a Walmart as a good example. They have saturated the world with Coca-Cola or Walmart products or Walmart stores. And the growth begins to decelerate. And then pretty soon, they start offering a dividend to keep investors around. There's nothing wrong with this. There's still growth companies that pay dividends. But then there's companies like AT&T, for instance, and IBM. That's all they do is pay a dividend. There ain't no capital appreciation, and I think it's better to have the best of both worlds. Dividend and the potential for capital appreciation. That's called total return. And I think there's way too much attention paid to these big fat dividends. I think Philip Morris would be a good example of that. IBM, AT&T, they all have 5% plus dividend yields that they're dangling out there to try to attract investors, to keep investors around. But if you look at the charts of those stocks and the performance of those companies, they haven't gone anywhere in years. Well, let's see. Societe Generale downgrades Philip Morris to a hold rating from a buy. They lower their price target from 90 to 100. But it's got that big dividend yield over 5%, almost 5%. I think I'll pass. Halliburton reports earnings. Yeah, okay, that's one of the big ones of the day. Let's see how Hal is doing. Halliburton, not good, down 7.6% on that earnings report, which came up short of expectations. Tesla requests supplier refunds to assist with profitability.
It's asking some of its suppliers to return a meaningful amount of money that the automaker has spent since 2000. Now, why would they want to do that? One auto manufacturing consultant says this is simply ludicrous, and it shows how desperate Tesla is right now. Tesla tells the Wall Street Journal it is seeking price cuts from suppliers for projects, some of which date back to 2016. Tesla shares, how are they doing today? I'm a Tesla skeptic. I get bombarded with nasty emails from Tesla heads. Tesla is at $298 per share, clear back to $300 after hitting $373 recently. I guess you can trade Tesla. Lately, every time it gets under $300, you buy it. It gets back to $350 or above, and you sell it and keep doing that until eventually people figure out this company is way too expensive, way too overpriced. The guy's running out of money. It's pretty hard to ignore that fact. Well, I check my A-plus stocks every day in my app. There's usually about 100. The one that has been at the top of my list, it's on my watch list, I missed it. Dover Downs today up 53% after they report that they have signed a deal to merge with Twin River Worldwide Holdings. I've been talking a lot about the gaming stocks, especially the ones in on this sports betting, which was passed by the Supreme Court earlier this year. DDE was showing up. I sent out a tweet. I said, DDD looks like a potential breakout prospect. It's an A-plus momentum grade, no position yet. And I fully anticipated buying it this week in my speculative trading account. Not now. It's up 53%. Let's see, that was the pre-market. Where is it right now? DDE is up 58% today. I missed it. The one that got away. Well, look, I check those A-plus stock list every day. Out of 5,100, there's about 100. That represents 2% of the market. And every day I look at those A-plus, that's a momentum grade that I calculate in my proprietary system. There's your list. If you're a trader, look at that A-plus list every single day. It's right there in the app. It's in the Apple app, the Google app, the online beststocksnowapp.com. If you're a trader, check those A-plus stocks. The app is an invaluable tool for me. I will begin here in a moment. I've already gone through quite a few. I just checked Apple, and we'll be going through them in alphabetical order today, all 5,100, looking for A pluses, looking at stocks that I own, and looking for new stocks that are best stocks now candidates, because we want to try to stay in the best asset classes now, the best sectors now, the best stocks now. And of course, this year it's been small cap U.S. stocks, technology stocks. We don't know what it will be next month or next year. Probably something totally different. You have to stay with this rotation that takes place in the market in these big, big cycles. We're still in a bull market cycle that began in March of 2009. Who's the guy who's kept you in and has not thrown fiery darts at it and said, you know what, it's real? Markets follow earnings. Earnings continue to rise. Not only do they follow earnings, they follow earnings expectations. So if you look at your portfolio and you got soggy stocks, if you look at your portfolio and you're in all the wrong asset classes, give us a call, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Get the newsletter. Good start. Good place to start. GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
The show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.